This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for February 24th. I'm Paul Plack. In the wake of Joe Stack's suicide flight last week, a Texas congressman has called for an official inquiry into how federal buildings could be made safer, including defense against attacks by small aircraft. Looming labor unrest among Lufthansa pilots and British Airways cabin crews could mean briefly higher load factors for their transatlantic partners, especially American, Continental, United, and U.S. Airways. Boeing confirms its first 787 test aircraft made a precautionary landing at Moses Lake, Washington Friday after an uncommanded loss of thrust in one engine. The NTSB is investigating the crash of a Piper Meridian into a residential air park after two aborted landings. Heli Expo 2010 closed down yesterday after more new product announcements from Honeywell, a forecast for a robust decade ahead from Rolls-Royce, and peeks into new technologies from Eurocopter and Sikorsky. DOT says employment at U.S. airlines has reached a 17-year low. Onboard Data Systems is now offering a consulting service for air carriers and corporate flight operations daunted by the paperwork and hassles involved in setting up paperless cockpits. And a Nevada Fire Department official made a dead-stick landing under a bridge on Interstate 80. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, consultant Steve Lasday is back to tell us how safety management systems will be applied to flight training. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.